Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian military officials said Saturday that they fired a hypersonic missile for the first time in Ukraine to target a weapons storage site in the west of the country. In a statement Saturday, the Russian Defense Ministry said it had destroyed a large underground warehouse containing missiles and ammunition in the village of Dilyatin. Russia Saturday also claimed its soldiers have entered the center of the besieged port city of Mariupol in southern Ukraine, which has been shelled for days. The general staff of Ukraine's armed forces acknowledged Friday that they've lost access to the coast temporarily because Russian forces have managed to tighten their grip around the city. Ukrainian officials say Russia has conducted 14 missile strikes and 40 air raids on targets, mainly civilian ones, in Ukraine in the past 24 hours. UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, said 3,328,692 Ukrainians have left the country since the war began on February 24th. Another 58,000 joined the exodus since Friday's update. Some 90% of those who fled are women and children. Ukrainian men aged 18 to 60 are eligible for military call-up and cannot leave. The UN's International Organization for Migration also said that as of Wednesday, 162,000 third country nationals had fled Ukraine. Millions more have fled their homes but remain within Ukrainian borders. Some 6.48 million people were estimated to be internally displaced within Ukraine as of Wednesday following an IOM study. You can keep up on all the Ukrainian stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. More companies say they're curtailing operations in Russia under the pressure of international sanctions. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Baker Hughes, a U.S. oil field services company, says it's suspending new investments for its Russia operations. CEO Lorenzo Simonelli says the crisis in Ukraine is of grave concern and we strongly support a diplomatic solution. That comes a day after American multinational corporation Halliburton announced that it halted all shipments of specific sanctioned parts and products and is pausing future business in Russia. Schlumberger, which includes the wellhead engineering company Cameron, says it has suspended investment and technology deployment to its operations there. Analysts say more than 400 U.S. and multinational firms have pulled out of Russia, either permanently or temporarily. The Ukrainian president has asked Congress to press U.S. businesses still operating in Russia to leave, saying the market is flooded with Ukrainian blood. I'm Jennifer King.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison's Liberal Party has lost power in the state of South Australia in a shock election defeat that raises concerns for the federal government, which has to face national polls at about 2 months. The centre-left Labour Party took power in South Australia, which has a population of about 1.8 million people, after Liberal Party leader Stephen Marshall conceded defeat following the elections late on Saturday. Labour, led by former union boss Peter Malinauskas, looks set to hold at least 25 seats in the 47-seat state assembly after a big swing, this according to the Australian Associated Press. The World Health Organization said Saturday that the world is at a dangerous moment in the fight against diseases like polio. The official spoke as efforts begin to immunize 23 million children across five African countries after an outbreak in Malawi. In February, Malawi declared its first case of wild poliovirus in 30 years. A three-year-old girl was paralyzed as a result of her infection. The case raised alarm because Africa was declared free of wild polio in 2020. There are only two countries in the world where it is still endemic, Afghanistan and Pakistan. In January 2022, Pakistan marked a year without any cases. According to the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, childhood immunization services in the 68 countries it supports dropped by 4% in the year 2020. And revisiting our top story, Russian military officials said Saturday that they fired a hypersonic missile for the first time in Ukraine to target a weapons storage site in the west of the country. The Russian Defense Ministry said in a statement it had destroyed a large underground warehouse containing missiles and ammunition. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.